all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. I'm Anna. That's Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I had this issue with a contractor. They were supposed to show up at a certain time. They came a couple days earlier. It was a big fiasco, but the receptionist who does the scheduling called me frantically, and she was yelling like a maniac, right?
At you? Not
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
come
was
on.
Yelling at me. And I like, kept explaining, you're not supposed to be at my house until tomorrow.
Right.
You are wrong, not me.
Well, you're the consumer, even if you were wrong. I mean, come on.
She was insane. But set that aside.
Okay.
Okay? The contractor calls me the following day to apologize. Mm-hmm. And he says to me, you know how women are. They overreact and they exaggerate.
Oh.
Now, time out.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
You're talking to a woman.
You're talking to...
You're being stereotypical.
Get out of here. Like, listen, yeah. I agree that your receptionist is insane.
Right.
But... Don't tell me and generalize women love to exaggerate and overreact I'm never going to be on your side.
He made an assumption. He thought that the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
You know what I mean? He thought that you guys would have a shared experience in that.
Nope.
And you do not. Like, I mean, now he's more the enemy. He trumped her enemy.
Right.
Right. Right? You know what I mean? Her bad behavior was trumped by his line that he thought was going to endear himself to you. And that was a terrible misstep.
That was a horrible thing to say.
Exactly. Because immediately what I think is, let me put this on the list of companies I'll never use and send a quick text to all my friends never to use this company either.
Right. It's like a minefield. If he physically lost an appendage when he did something like that, he'd never do it again. You know?
Right.
So, like, that's the thing. If he cut a finger off or had one cut off when he made a mistake like that, it would be corrected behavior. But...
And if you know me,
what are you gonna do?
I'm so snarky. Like later on, I'm like, I don't want to exaggerate or, you know, overreact. But I'm hoping that you can show up on the right day and the right time next time. You know,
I sat down at my friend's rehearsal dinner yesterday with a table full of guys. And to my surprise, and they're on the other half of the state, to my surprise, like they had four different all I need to know is about you. They were just the things that they're interacting with. So I've said this one before, that the people that eat a half donut. All right, you bring in donuts to office, and they're cutting donuts in half now. Like, it's a thing. And who does that with a jelly donut? Now you've destroyed that donut, all right? You have just, the jelly is out on the thing. Now you've got to sop up the jelly with the other half of the donut.
I had a coworker say to me one time, oh, my gosh, who can eat an entire bagel? I'm like, me.
Me. I can eat three of them right now.
Not even flinching.
Let's put cream cheese on them right now. Does anybody have any chocolate syrup?
Right.
You know, anything like that? one of them was a driver, and he said, people who run stop signs on buses, he says he's got three cars that happened just the other day, that it's happening nearly every day. Does nobody understand the flip out sign on the side of a school bus?
Yeah, that's really obnoxious. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It's dangerous for children. It's dangerous for everybody.
And if you're that
late,
wake up 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
If you're that late, that doesn't happen one day. That happens every day, and that's a sign of your behavior.
Right. If you want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. One of my lowest points as a parent was one day, this is back before I was in radio, and Hayden was a baby. Hayden is 10 years old now, my daughter. Started 99.9 at Tana and Raven. And I was working in real estate, and I had to go pick up a real estate check.
Okay.
Right? I had sold a house. And I went to this place, and Hayden was sleeping in the back in the car seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I pulled up right to the front door, and I was like, am I going to wake her up right now to take her inside?
Sure.
And I was like, oh, and I'm sitting there for 10 minutes and she's sleeping and I know she's not getting up for like another hour, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I jump out of the car. Now, I keep the door open because it's literally the door is 10 feet away.
Sure.
I stick my head in. I'm like, hi, I'm here to pick up my check. And the woman screamed at me. She's like, the Westport Police Department are going to come. She was staring at me out the window. She's like, they're going to come and they're going to arrest you for leaving your child in the car. I'm like, I'm 10 feet away.
This really happened.
Oh,
wow.
And I'll never forget it. I got the check. I got back in the car. I drove back to my real estate office and I sobbed. I sobbed in the parking lot for like a half hour because I was like, I'm a terrible mom.
Well, it's a human reaction. You're going to feel guilty, right? But you're trying to manage everything and be the most efficient.
You
don't want to wake the kid up on top of it. I get it. It's a conundrum.
So, you know, that's always kind of stuck with me, and I've always had an issue where, like, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to things like this.
Sure.
And I asked on our Facebook page, I said, at what age do you think it's appropriate to leave your children home alone, and what do you think about running into a store with your child in the car. Now, not an infant.
Right.
Because I would never do that.
Right.
This is more a matter of like
infants can't run away. All right? So you just put something heavy on them, and then they're going to stay right there. If you just put something heavy in their lap, they'll just stay right there.
No,
but they can't push it off.
Here's a 10-pound dumbbell, kid.
I was hold on to this again because Hayden now is 10 years old.
Right.
And the baby, my baby Dakota, is 10 months old. So I'm like, I could probably just run into Pet Valley really quick.
What do the people say?
Well, let's see. Melissa wrote, it depends on the child, but I would say 11 or 12.
Okay.
I left my 16-year-old home alone when we went to Florida, and he destroyed my house.
Right, he had a party.
I don't think I'd go for multiple days.
I mean, haven't you ever seen a teen movie? Didn't you know how that was going to go? Parents, come on. 16? Come on.
Chanel says, my parents let me stay home at 7 years old.
What?
I knew not to touch the oven or anything. Also, everything was locked, and the neighbors had a key, and my mom would notify them. Either stay home alone or come to work with me. Home had a TV.
You know what? So that's the thing is like in the 80s, though, I mean, latchkey kids, like kids that were home alone at 8 or 9, it happened a lot more often than I think it does now.
No, I think it still happens now.
Well, I'm sure it is when you're in a tough situation. Yeah.
I think that there's like a gap, like when kids get home from school.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's where the latchkey kids
are. That's the hardest part.
Right. It's like it's a couple hours, and what are you supposed to do?
Right.
Brandy just says straight 12 years old is the age for both. Interesting. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. At what age do you think it's appropriate to leave your children home alone or in a car?
I would say there's no age to leave the kids in the car. That shouldn't be left there at all unless they're, 18 and over. I don't think they should be left home unless they're 16 and over by themselves. Nowadays, it's kind of dangerous. So I don't know if you should leave your kids at all in the car with the windows open or locked because something could happen to them. So I would say just take them inside with you.
That's exactly why Anna was only allowed in her room and to church. Until she was 19 years old.
20, actually.
Right, 20 years old.
Right, that's and then it. I met my now husband, and I was betrothed.
You were automatic. This is your husband.
Right. I left my bedroom, and there was a dowry, and then I received my husband. He showed up at the door, and here we are.
Meet this guy. He's your husband now.
Yep. I don't know if I agree with that. I think if your kid is 16 years old, 15 years old, and they're just like, can I just stay in the car while you run in? I don't really see anything wrong with that. I don't.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, at 16, they could be a licensed driver anyways, right? I mean, it's still 16 in this state, I think.
I think you get your permit at 16, then you have another permit at 17. It's different now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are inherent dangers in everything that there is in life nowadays. But, I agree. I mean, at 16, I think you got to be good to go.
Coming up next, we're going to talk with Milford Police Department Mike DeVito. He's a public information officer. We're going to get all the actual legal answers on Star 99.9. What are the rules about leaving children in the cars? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Mike DeVito from the Milford Police Department. He's a public information officer there. I have so many questions about this because I don't know what's legal and what's not legal and what's okay and what's not okay.
Anna handcuffed Hayden to the steering wheel and thought that was fine the other day at the convenience store, and I said it might not be.
It's always fine
when you don't get caught, right? So listen, when you have a child who's under 12 years old, they cannot be left in your car, much less to watch a younger sibling. If they're under 12 years old, they cannot be left in the car, period.
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 Though, see, period. That's
big
interesting.
Period. Now,
you're going to jail, Anna.
Oh,
it
my
gets
gosh.
Worse, but that's a Class A misdemeanor. If you do so at night, it actually upgrades to a Class C felony.
And
I got to be honest with you guys, I was a little surprised by that. I didn't know all this myself, but I did a little research and got some help from my fellow officers. The other one that I'm sure you're probably surprised at, if you go to the mall, you wanted to go shopping because all women need shoes and pocketbooks, right? Whatever.
Sounds like a terrible thing to say.
If you left,
Party DeVito.
An ailment that she's afflicted
if you left
with.
Your 11-year-old in an establishment that has a liquor permit and you went to go shopping just, 3-4 doors down, you would actually be subject to a Class D felony.
So if we're at a restaurant and I run next door to the convenience store to get some lottery tickets or something like that and I come back, that's illegal if they're under the age of 12.
They always say they're just running too. And when we look at the tape, what do we see? They've been gone 20, 30 minutes.
That's not true.
And it really relates back to Murphy's Law. Like if it can't happen, maybe it will. This is quite possible. Kid gets out for a second, shuts the door. Now they're locked out. You're like, you weren't planning on that. Or somebody mentioned about leaving the car running to keep the air conditioning or to heat. Mm-hmm. Kid drops up and they lean over to pick it up. Their elbow, their knee hits the emergency brake, is engaged, it gets disengaged, or if the car's in park, it gets knocked out. That's kind of the reasoning behind that. There is a little bit of leeway because we do know that kids, not only come in different shapes, sizes, they also come in different
maturity levels. Without a doubt. Yes.
When my daughter was 10 years old, and it was many, many years ago, she used to babysit for other people. She'd walk in a neighborhood, go over a house for 2-3 hours at a time. She was 10 babysitting people, but she wasn't in a car.
I mean, we've seen these stories, too, these terrible situations where people jump in these cars and steal them with children in there.
Mike DeVito, public information officer at the Milford Police Department, talking the right legal age to leave your kids alone at home or in a car.
Tell them what you did.
I pull into Pet Value and I need to literally run in to grab dog food. Now, I have my infant who's asleep in the car, and I have my 10-year-old who, like much like your daughter, is a very mature 10-year-old. I could see them. Like, I could literally see them. Can I run in, grab this bag, pay, and come out without waking up the baby and dragging her in? Am I going to get arrested?
Take her now, please, officer.
In the statute, there is no mention of a time that it's okay. By the letter of the law, you should not do that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure you're not alone in doing that, myself included. Many, many years ago, when I was in the same situation, I did the same thing. Cars do get stolen and carjacked in that short distance of a time.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is, you have to keep in mind, we're thinking to ourselves, bad things won't just happen upon us. When you have the mind of a criminal, or you're looking to steal a car, or you're looking to steal property, that's exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for the mom that's pulling up, harried, jumping out of the car and running right in there. The same way that they're looking for the mom that's pumping gas that turns away from her purse in the front seat of the car. This is the way criminals act, and they're very savvy.
My 10-year-old takes care of my baby.
Absolutely.
She gives her baths. She puts her to bed. She is my right-hand girl, mm-hmm. you know? But I would never leave them home alone because I feel like at 10, even though I know that she's perfectly able to do it, that I just feel like 10 is too young. Is there an age where you can leave a child home alone and that it's not illegal anymore?
The in-house is a case-by-case. I don't think 10 is too young to either A, be alone, or B, watch a younger sibling. But it's different. It's so much different than the car because all the things we talked about
that could happen
in an instant, which aren't quite as likely to happen at home.
I hired the 16-year-old down the street, and I swear she doesn't even know how to change a diaper. I just have her come and pay her so she can be the quote-unquote adult on the premises.
Well,
you
she's
know?
Lived long enough to earn that right.
Right. That's she's 16 it. Now.
It's
she's
the same
good.
Thing with 40-year-olds. We got a few in this building. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you were working, say, an overnight shift, that would be way too much.
Right.
But to do that gap, which is always everyone's biggest dilemma, is that gap between the end of the school day and the arrival of yourself from work, that would be one of the main factors that would go into, is this okay?
But there's no state law that says there's a certain age where they can stay home alone versus not stay home alone.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, so we covered what to do with children staying home alone with the legal age, but what about dogs in the car? That's coming up next on Star 99.9. We're nailing down all the rules, and if you've heard some of those commercials, they're like, if you see a dog in the car and the car is and the dog looks in distress, you mm-hmm. can smash the window. And the first time I heard that, I'm like, whoa, really?
Well, it's a new thing that changed in Connecticut, actually, in just the past year that they put that letter of the law in there, is that if a dog or baby, you know, it was always obviously with kids, but if
right.
you see something alive, in distress, in a vehicle, then yes, you have the right to go ahead and open that vehicle.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Mike DeVito from the Milford Police Department, public information officer. So what are the rules about when you see a dog in the car? Because I run into this a lot with my dog where she wants to come with me to pick up my daughter Hayden from school. But then I want to stop and grab a slice of pizza on the way home. And now I don't know, is it okay to leave her in the car with the windows open for 20 minutes?
The law has changed where you are allowed under certain circumstances to actually break the window. But we have to cover a couple things. First of all, you need to determine that the dog is actually in distress.
Mm-hmm.
So on the day like today, I mean, there should be no breaking of any windows because it's 53 degrees out last time I checked, and it's perfectly fine. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. We're talking about the dead of the summer, which is when it's most dangerous. We know the cars can exceed 100 degrees with temperature in a locked car. So if you believe that the dog is in distress on a brutally hot day, you still need to try to take every step to try to get the dog out before you break the window. Because the owner could very easily be getting a slice of pizza, you know, 25 steps away. Now, that doesn't make it great, but we can solve this problem without breaking the window.
Right.
Have the owner come out, start the car up, an example such as that. If, in fact, everything is lined up where you truly believe the dog is in distress, the temperatures are very dangerous, you look around, you can't find anybody, you call the police. The police are maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, no matter what city you're in, away. That does allow you now to actually break the window on a car to save and to help the dog. But you have to exhaust these other steps. You can't just walk up and start smashing windows.
My wife is just walking around with a mace at all times now, ready to go.
Just to attack people that leave the car.
Smash that thing. No remorse, no mercy.
Public Information Officer Mike DeVito from the Milford Police Department. Raven has said to me, no, you never leave your dog in the car. I'm like, well, how do I take my dog with me if I have to run a couple errands? So you can, as long as it's safe outside. They can breathe. They're getting air. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
The dog is not in distress. I wouldn't be breaking windows on a day such as today.
80 degrees. Though happens quick.
I say Raven is so anti bringing the dogs.
It does happen quick, but like we recommend that you really try to exhaust every known remedy that you can before you start breaking windows. I know one thing. I would be very upset if somebody broke my window unless there was absolutely that was the last step that they had to do.
And not even just break the window, but I would be upset if somebody was accusing me of being a bad dog owner because I ran into a supermarket for 5 minutes with all the windows open when it's 70 degrees outside.
Here's
you know?
The thing. Everybody says 5 minutes, and 5 minutes is a lot of times 20 minutes, 25. 5 minutes every time. Oh, I'm just going to run in here and get this one item. And then the deli line's long, and then the cash register takes too long.
And the tape is out of the machine.
That's exactly what happens. And then 20 minutes, we see in 10 minutes, a 90-degree car raises the interior temperature 25 degrees. You belittle it because it's a dog, but you're wrong to do so.
I will say this to dog owners. If you do go and park your car with your dog in it, people will call. It is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
People will drive by a lot of things. We have to see if you see something, say something. They'll drive by all kinds of suspicious activity and whatnot. But if they see a dog in a car for 5 seconds, they're calling the police. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even on 911. They are going to call the police and give the description of the car, where it's located, and they say there's a dog in a car. We are going to get notified.
We're paying attention.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You know, crazy busy.
What else is new? How's Raven been behaving as a husband this past week?
Not so good.
What happened?
So he's like totally busy and overwhelmed, and I get it, and I feel bad for him because so am I. But he's taking it out on me, and it's not cool.
This all comes from yesterday because I didn't want to watch Empire. I mean, that's the primary basis of this right now.
Really?
That was the last interaction we had last night. You were totally fine until I was like, I don't feel like going to bed because I'm stressed and I need to decompress a little bit. But I was like, I don't want to watch this show. And you were like, well, that's what I want to watch. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Is that
true? Like a five-year-old. Okay, he shut the TV off and was like, okay, I'm going to bed then.
You shut off the TV when she was watching it?
Have you seen Terrence Howard's hair in the new season of Empire? It's ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
Watch this.
Wait,
right
you didn't want to watch Empire, so you shut the TV off in her face and went up to bed?
Listen, I said, you can watch it. I said, you can watch whatever show you want. I don't want to watch that show. And then I turned it off when she said, well, that's what I want to watch. So I was like, okay, here you go.
So you acted like a child.
No, I handed over the remote and said, go for it. And then she's
you shut the TV off and you walked away.
And you were already saying that you were going to watch it. If I wasn't going to watch it, we're at a standoff at that point.
This right here, I've been dealing with all week.
True or false, Raven? I've been dealing with his attitude myself, so I understand 100% where you're coming from.
It's probably both of y'all's fault.
I mean, I didn't do anything. You're just in a bad mood for the last couple of days.
Well, both of you might have been something last week, and now maybe it's my time.
All right. Did you or did you not shut the TV off when you guys could not agree on what to watch and leave her there with the TV off?
First, we were looking
looking
at the browser screen, so we weren't watching anything at that time.
Yep.
So you're basically selecting one thing to the next. And what I said was, you can watch it if you want, but I'm not watching that show.
And then I probably
simultaneously turned it off. Now, she was in her phone, so what's the difference? She could have easily turned the TV back on.
That's really childish, Raven. You have to understand that, right? You know that that's a childish thing to do?
I'm going to take my ball and go home right now.
Can I tell you what else he did to me, Anna, which I just found this morning, which was so great to wake up to? When I drop something, I usually pick it up and put it where it goes. So I get in the shower this morning, and he either found my razor on the shower floor and picked it up and just stuck it on the shelf, or he knocked it down and picked it up and stuck it on the shelf. So the top pops off the handle, and he didn't put it back together. He left it face down on the tile, so my little moisture strip was, like, hard as a rock and stuck to the tile. Instead of just hanging it back up for me, brand new razor, gone. Those things are, like, $5 a piece.
Well, the razor was on the ground of the shower when I walked in there. I did actually mean to reassemble it once I pulled it out of the way there, but I forgot because, as you said, I'm overwhelmed. And here's the thing.
Right.
suction cups in the shower, they're also overwhelmed. They're all overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All the hangers. None of them hang.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Alicia? I get it because I've been dealing with his stinky attitude for the last 48 to 72 hours myself, so I understand. Can I give you a grade two today? Can we both give you grades?
At both of your own peril.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think he can handle it. He might, like, go insane.
I invite both of you to give a grade at your own peril. I really do.
Well, listen, I won't see you, you know, until later, so I'm good.
So what kind of grade, Alicia, would you like to give him for the week?
I really want to give him a D, but I know he's overwhelmed, so I'm going to be nice and give him a C, but he really deserves a D.
Got that? Why are you sitting there in silence? Because you're just in a mood?
It's the smartest thing for me to do right now.
Yeah. You know what Raven does that drives me crazy when he's in a bad mood? He'll ask me questions and then just keep talking. Even though he asked a question, he just keeps going and then gets mad when I say, do you want me to respond? Then he gives me an attitude. That's my favorite.
Right.
You also get a C from me because I'm being nice. There you go.
I'm glad he's yours for the next 6 hours. Yeah. Bye.
A lot of panic about this new mosquito-borne illness, EEE, triple E, whatever it is. Andrea Boisavane, she's a director at Stratford Health Department.
It's Ann Ann Raven, Star 99.9.
We have a lot of questions about, first of all, is it triple E? Is it E? What are we supposed to call this?
Triple E is good.
How serious of a situation is this, Andrea? Because I'm dealing with the fact that I'm supposed to be going man camping next weekend, and these mosquitoes are getting in the way of my family fun time, which is my fun time minus a family.
I want to know, like, where you were actually camping, because when you look at where the eastern equine encephalitis virus carrying mosquitoes are, they tend to be in the eastern part of the state. That's where they have the hardwood forested swampy areas, Voluntown and
Willington, right where I was going,
and areas like that. They do trapping from June until October. We have this whole amazing mosquito surveillance program, 92 trapping sites. They look at them weekly. Eastern part of the state is where the triple E has been identified.
Can you just explain what exactly is triple E? Because I think at first everyone started talking about it and they were kind of laughing, but now there's been 3 reported deaths. We see these signs on 95 and all of a sudden it's scary.
It's a disease from the virus that is carried by mosquitoes. Triple E infection can really result in sort of 2 types of illness, what's called systemic or encephalitic. That's how it gets its name, because it can affect one of the layers of the brain. The abrupt onset characterized by chills, fever, you know, tiredness and joint and muscle pain. And if it goes to the stage where it's going to affect the brain, that fever, headaches, irritability, restlessness, vomiting, diarrhea, all the way to coma, and unfortunately, sadly, death.
Andrea Boisavane, director at Stanford Health Department, talking about triple E.
Andrea, I was under the impression that as it got colder, these things would be dead and this would not be a concern, but they're canceling school events left and right now. Where's the end?
So as the temperature is dropping, the mosquito activity, the biting activity that happens at dusk and dawn really drops off. And in fact, the mosquito population drops off. Who knew we would have 90-degree weather in October?
Right.
So what is the temperature we need to get to where these mosquitoes are not coming back? So let's say we have a hard frost, which is what, 32 or less on an evening. What if the next day it's 65? Are the mosquitoes back or are we good to go?
55 and below, that's really going to get a lot lower activity. And we really do, we are looking for that hard frost. We want mosquitoes to die off and we want the ticks. Don't forget about the ticks.
Yeah, we want to get rid of those too. Absolutely.
Not friends.
You know, it's funny because usually when summer's over, everybody's kind of sad and you don't want it to end. But with the hot weather we've had this week and now with this triple E virus, all of a sudden I'm like, just get cold. Just get cold and get rid of all of this.
Bring the cold front on.
Will we have to worry about this again in the spring, you think?
Well, I mean, every spring, we issue a press release the first week or so in June, letting folks know. So in the town of Stratford, we actually treat mosquito larvae. So those are little squiggly things that you see in standing water. We treat all of our catch basins and send out our press release letting people know, wear protective clothing, use insect repellent, and remove that standing water. So, yeah, we're having to think about it again. And the good news is that Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station has this really robust trapping station so that, you know, they're going to have eyes on the mosquitoes. And they test for West Nile virus, Eastern equine encephalitis, Zika, and they also test for Jamestown Canyon virus.
Ultimately, this is a serious thing. You need to protect yourself as much as you can, but it's not extremely common. So there's no reason to, like, freak out about it.
Right. Just stay vigilant.
Thank you for taking the time this morning. It's Andrea Boisevain, the director at Stratford Health Department.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Scott and Melissa. Melissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
I have my 20-year-old niece staying with me right now. She's doing a stint at NYU. We're helping out her family, letting her stay with us. We have a 4-bedroom house. I've got 2 daughters. They both have a room. My husband and I have a room. And in our 4th room, we have 8-year-old Rottweiler. I have my niece staying on a pull-out couch in the den.
Wait, your Rottweiler has his own room?
Yes, he has his own room. We love this dog. We want to make sure that he's comfortable. So, that's what we do. He's like a baby to us.
All right, I get it.
I mean, dogs are like kids, right? So yeah. He's got his routine. He's not going to want to give up his room. I understand that.
Right, but you're making your niece stay on a pull-out couch while the dog has its own bedroom?
How do we know we even like this niece?
Well, I mean, it teaches her character. The parents are asking if she can move into the bedroom.
And Scott, I'm assuming that you think that this should happen since your wife is so against it.
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't know what to tell my brother when he calls and says, you know, can you move, you know, my daughter out of the living room or the den or whatever and give her a bedroom. And I have to say, no, my dog is more important. Like, it's just, I don't think I can do that, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean,
it feels like what you want to say, but.
But that would be what I kind of say. A diva.
She's a diva? I mean,
she's a sort of a diva.
She's 20 and in college, right? So, I mean, that's what. I mean, you're going to feel like she's a diva if she's the one displacing your special dog.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Melissa. You're offering her and, you know, your in-laws a place for her to stay for free so they can save money while she's had taken that semester at NYU. And if she's got a place to sleep, fine. Why do you have to change the way your family and your dog sleeps? But they may see Scott's side, too. It's his brother, and it's your niece, and you're going to tell her she's got to sleep on the couch. Why can't she stay with the dog in the room or at least, you know, move the dog out temporarily? Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Scott and Melissa's niece is staying with them for a semester while she goes to school at NYU. Now, here's the thing. They've been making her sleep in the living room on the couch, and Scott's brother called and said, listen, can you give our daughter a bedroom instead of having her sleep on the couch? But Melissa is like, what? Why? That's the dog's room, and I'm not going to move the dog out of the room just so your daughter can sleep in a bedroom. She's got a perfectly good pull-out couch.
Just like kids, you know, your dogs have routines, and I understand you love your dog, and you want to keep that stuff, the routine in place. You know, sleeping on a couch is really, really tough. I will say it doesn't feel good, but maybe this daughter should have been negotiating directly with the dog and not involved her father.
I mean, do you think that Melissa is being rude by not offering a bedroom, or is she right? They're taking her in free of charge to help save the parents some money. She should just be thankful. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I am on his side. I feel like she's grown. I think she needs her own privacy. And, you know, it's a dog we're talking about. It's not like you're moving a kid out of their own room to go into the living room.
Right. There's got to be another way that you can figure this out. Maybe the sisters, like, you know, their daughters sleep together for a little bit, or the dog goes in with the girls. I mean, I just can't imagine saying to my niece, you can't have a bedroom.
Yeah.
You have to buy a bigger house. All right. This dog needs a room. Everybody needs a room. You have to buy a bigger house.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Scott and Melissa's niece is moving in for the semester while she spends a semester at NYU. Scott's helping his brother save some money so they don't have to pay for a dorm. Here's the problem. She's currently living in the den, sleeping on a couch, and Scott's brother called and says, can you give her a bedroom? Melissa says, but that's where the dog sleeps. I'm not going to kick the dog out. Your daughter has a perfectly good place to sleep.
Listen, these bedrooms are occupied right now, right? There's four bedrooms, there's two kids, all right, and there's a dog, and these people were all here before it. I get it. Having a house guest is not convenient for many people, but is the issue with the house guests in general, because, I mean, it's a dog.
And Melissa called her niece a diva.
Maybe she is, though. Do we know that she's not?
But is she wrong not to give up the bedroom? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, Start 89.9. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on Scott's side. Hey, I love dogs too. I have three of them, but the niece gets the bedroom.
Yep. What if all three of them had a bedroom? I mean, now you got three dogs. It's their bedroom. How are you going to have an argument with three?
Hey, I'm sorry. I do. Again, I love dogs, but the human trumps the dog.
I don't know. I don't know if I like this niece.
Yeah.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Absolutely the husband. I just think she's being stupid about it. I mean, I'm all about having a pet. I have a dog. He's a spoiled little thing. But boundaries are boundaries, and I wouldn't even let him in my bed, let alone have him have his own bedroom.
Right. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I think that she's only going to be there for a semester. You're either going to let her live with you or you're not. It sounds like the wife has an issue with it from the beginning. And if they love the dog so much, why doesn't the dog just move into their bedroom for the time being?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Scott, you know, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, you sound like a diva saying that you don't want to make accommodations for your niece and move your dog out when she's a guest. It's only temporary. You can at least come up with, like, some kind of way to offer her a bedroom, maybe have your daughter stay together temporarily or figure out an alternate situation where she feels more welcome.
Maybe she can bunk up with the dog. Maybe we can make that work.
As a dog daddy, I totally understand, especially as the dog is getting older, you all have your routine in the house, and it's part of what you think your dog appreciates that you're doing for him on a daily basis. So I get you don't want to displace the animal. On the other hand, one's a person, and the other one is your pet. And so maybe they can become besties, all right? The dog and the niece, maybe they can work out some sort of cohabitating plan.
And Scott, that's going to make you happy, right?
It makes things a little bit easier dealing with my brother, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a problem, too? Send an email, couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Michaela, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure, good luck.
Okay. Michaela, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. He can't hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. If you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card, a Little Pup. But here's the thing. If it's a tie, it still goes to Raven because that's just how the rules are. Okay?
All right.
Number one, Will Smith is dropping a Fresh Prince-themed clothing line. What DJ performed the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song with him? Okay. Number two, Jim Carrey is writing a memoir. And what 1999 movie does he portray the late Andy Kaufman?
Oh, this is not my game.
Well, that doesn't sound good, Michaela. That's okay. You're trying. That's all we can ask for. Number three, research says watching horror or comedy movies can age your face prematurely by making the lines on your face deeper. What horror movie starts with Demi Moore being killed in the opening scene?
Gonna guess Halloween.
Okay, number four. 43% of Americans say it's okay to put up Christmas decorations before Halloween. What artist announced a Christmas tour and is famous for the song All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Mariah Carey.
And number five, what beverage company has been the sponsor of the NFL halftime show since 2002?
Is it Coca-Cola?
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Michaela got one.
Ooh, Michaela, not good.
No.
not good.
Let's see how I do.
All right. Number one, Will Smith is dropping a Fresh Prince-themed clothing line. What DJ performed the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song with him?
Oh, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
My boy. I feel like DJ Jazzy Jeff doesn't get the props he deserves.
Here's the thing. DJ Jazzy Jeff got the money.
Okay.
Because if he's in the deal and he's a producer on all these tracks, he got paid.
Okay. Well, you guys are tied at one. Number two, Jim Carrey is writing a memoir. And what 1999 movie does he portray the late Andy Kaufman?
The Andy Kaufman movie is... Man on the Moon or Man in the Moon. It's one of those.
Which one? One of them is right.
I'm just going to go with On because it was the first thing.
Man on the Moon, yes.
It's the first movie. That's just luck. It's actually the first movie that I did not watch of his. I watched a couple of minutes. He's so good in that role. Andy Kaufman was such a strange fellow.
Yeah.
That the movie was generally uncomfortable for me. I could not watch it.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah. I actually enjoyed that movie very much.
I mean, he did a fantastic job with it. It was just uncomfortable for me.
All right. Yeah, you've lost, Michaela, but that's okay. Let's get to the rest of these questions. Number three, research says watching horror or comedy movies can age your face prematurely by making the lines on your face deeper.
Yeah.
What horror movie starts with Drew Barrymore being killed in the opening scene?
A Scream.
Scream is correct.
What a great scene, too. What a great film that was, the first one. We forget.
I was just thinking about it. Like, she was a major A-list star, and she died within the first, like, 5 minutes of that movie.
Arguably the biggest star in that movie besides Courtney Cox.
Right.
I mean, Neve Campbell went on to be a huge movie star. She was a big TV star, but Drew Barrymore was obviously an icon already.
Yeah, number four, 43% of Americans say it's okay to put up Christmas decorations before Halloween. What artist announced a Christmas tour and is famous for the song All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Mariah Carey, she's coming back.
Okay,
Get ready to pay $400.
Number five, what beverage company has been the sponsor of the NFL halftime show since 2002?
Pepsi.
I'm sorry, Michaela. Raven beat you 5-1 this morning.
I'm Michaela from West Houston, and I can't be Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying, Michaela. Have a great weekend.
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
I got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to Monday's 5 Pop Culture Questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
It is National Taco Day.
Oh, and it's so fragrant and delicious in here right now.
Yeah, Chris from Puerto Vallarta in Fairfield. They just opened on Black Rock Turnpike, is hanging out. And we love you because you brought us tacos at 9:37 in the morning, which is all we could ever ask for,
really. My
favorite
guac, too. My favorite guac over there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's some of the best. I cannot lie. It was the first time I ever had guacamole was at Puerto Vallarta in Orange about 5 years ago.
What?
Yeah, surprisingly, I never even wanted to try.
What a sad childhood you had.
Oh man, you know
Chris,
what?
I'm glad you made it out all right. I mean, I'm glad you're here alive with us today.
I know, right? You know, someone was like, "You have to try this guacamole. The fresh made guacamole is probably one of the best things anyone can ever buy at Puerto Vallarta."
Oh, it's definitely delicious. Yes.
So Puerto Vallarta, first of all, this is their seventh location.
Correct.
Yeah, and I was talking with the owner yesterday, Saul. Am I saying his name correctly?
Saul.
You're
about there, yeah.
Close, almost there. And
Saul.
His story is really cool. It's actually very similar to my parents, where he came here as an immigrant and he started opening restaurants when he was really young, and now he's really taken off with this. And Puerto Vallarta has a reputation in Connecticut for having some of the freshest food. Raven, in the corner, there was a woman that was making the corn tortillas.
Right.
And the smell was, I mean, like, I couldn't get through it.
Out of this world.
Drooling. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're doing stuff like that, taking part in those little details, it makes all the difference. There's no question about it. So.
I have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
When they ask you, do you want corn or flour tortilla, do you judge people based on which one they choose? Because I never know.
I kind of do.
You know what? All right, let it out.
All right, so whenever you get fajitas at the restaurant, we always ask flour or corn tortillas. And to me, I like the flour ones. They're soft. They're a little bit sweeter flavor almost, where the corn tortillas are a little bit smaller, firm and chewy. You know, I guess if you have a gluten allergy, you get the corn tortillas. You know, they're gluten-free.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
What?
Right. So you don't die.
But I like
exactly.
the corn tortillas
right.
better.
But if you're not going to die from eating it, you should have the flour, is what
all
he's saying.
All day long.
Really? Oh, my gosh. See, I always thought
they're
it was
just
the opposite.
Softer. They I don't know. They feel better in your hands. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't want to say I disagree, but, like, when I go to Mexico, I order the corn ones, and they seem to, like, give me high fives.
Here's the thing. You eat both of them, and
so
it's going to be all right.
Also, when she's making the tortillas in the restaurant to order. Those are all corn tortillas, so they're making them nice and fresh for you guys. So
they're warm. They come off that griddle and they're warm. You can't ask for anything fresher and more amazing than that.
Brent, when you sent me this message yesterday telling me that Chris was coming in with the tacos today, I really thought that you were doing it because I was cranky all week for the most part. Ever since game night, I've been cranky. Since I was good game night, I've been cranky since then. I figured that you were doing it. I was like, oh, look at Anna. She's really caring and doing this for me.
Yeah.
And now I realize this is actually equally at least for you. So.
Well, right.
And it's National Taco Day.
It's National Taco Day. So, I mean, we have to celebrate. We always joke that those holidays are all fake, but this is clearly real.
Right.
Take it all day long.
Right. We don't complain about the fake holidays when it involves drinking or eating, usually. Right. We're on board with that.
So. Agreed.
You guys are going to be slammed tonight. Do you take reservations? What do you do at Puerto Vallarta?
On the weekends, we do not do reservations. We do call-ahead seating for parties of like 8 or more.
Yeah.
You know, we just opened up about 5 weeks ago. And I can't lie that we are booming. Business is booming there. We opened our doors, put a post on social media once or twice. So many people are just like, I drive by every single day waiting for the day that you guys open. And now so many of our customers are regulars.
The bar is so gorgeous and beautiful. The artwork in there is like jaw-droppingly beautiful. It's incredible. Well, congratulations and welcome to Fairfield. I know it's your 7th location, Puerto Vallarta, but we're happy to have you down the street from us. That's for sure.
Hey, we're happy to be there. We're not going anywhere. Everyone come down. We're very excited to be in Fairfield.